Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Happy Thursday, everyone, and happy first day of March Madness and St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to Rick Bizzio's Franchise Focus, the show completely devoted to providing franchisors, aspiring and current franchisees, with tips, tricks, insights, and best practices from some of the leading professionals in the franchising space. Clearly, I'm a little bit mad or crazy today myself scheduling this when March Madness is just getting started and in full swing, but we're going to have some fun anyway. We may talk some hoops if needed, but most importantly, we're going to bring you some really interesting advice from a good friend of mine in franchising, Christian Pillett, who is the managing director of Affinitly, which is a pay-per-click online marketing software company that helps franchisors and franchisees develop effective ways to spend their online marketing dollars effectively. I'll let him obviously describe that much better than I have. But before we begin, just a couple updates for our loyal listeners here. Of course, we're continuing to work with Rick on some fantastic articles on entrepreneur.com. So just search for him on entrepreneur.com. You'll find his resource of articles he's produced. Same thing with Franchise Gator. He's a regular contributor to both forums there and providing you guys with some extra advice outside of these podcasts that we do. And definitely track the action and the things that he's sharing on LinkedIn. He shares a number of published posts there, shares all these podcasts, provides his opinion and insights on certain trends within the space. So when you're on LinkedIn, when you're doing your networking, when you're researching the right franchise opportunity for you, make sure to stop by Rick Bizzio's profile, check on his recent activity, follow him or friend him there to make sure you're getting the most out of the guy who's responsible for writing the best-selling book, the Amazon best-selling book, The Educated Franchisee. So let's jump right into it. Christian, we really appreciate you stopping by and joining us today on the Franchise Focus. How are you, my friend?
Great. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, and I'm really looking forward to this, even though it is March Madness and St. Patrick's Day.
We'll just have to make up for it next time I'm in Atlanta or you're up in D.C. and hit the golf course and make up for it then.
I love it. I love it.
Cool, cool. Well, Christian is a good buddy of mine. We've been at the IFA annual convention together for, I believe it's 4 or 5 years at this point. And,
Since
I go there this year.
Orlando was the first one.
Yeah, what's that?
Orlando was the first one.
So it is like 5 years. Wow. Wow. So that was that was your first show in 2011, I guess it was?
That's it. Yep.
Yep. I've been to 6, so I got you by 1 year. But, obviously, went to the show this year. I know about Christian's former employer and went to the show expecting to talk to him about what they're up to and trying to find ways to work together. And fortunately enough, I was told by Christian that he started his own company, Affinitly, who is bringing a new perspective to the table. So, Christian, take me through, how the inception of Affinitly came about and what you guys do.
Perfect. So, Affinitly was actually conceptualized in May of last year. I actually met a German guy, speaks fluent German, and I met him out at the Google IFA. We got to talking, and he developed an ad management platform designed specifically for franchises and multi-location businesses over in Europe. We got to talking, and talking about how we could bring that platform over to the U.S. The Google guys had actually invited him to GIFA for that specific reason. They thought his technology was better than what was being offered over here in the U.S. So when I met him, we hit it off, and about 4 months later, we were launching Affinitly here in the U.S. So as a company, our goal is to create a better marketing experience for your franchise. And we do that by allowing franchisees to easily order, manage, and measure digital marketing campaigns.
Got it.
So we are...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep rolling.
Yeah, so we're primarily focused right now on Google, Bing, Yahoo, Facebook, and YouTube. We've placed ads out on all of those different networks. And the way it works is we pro- provide, we work with a franchisor. We develop campaign templates, and then franchisees are able to log into the software and launch the ad campaigns on the networks that they choose.
Got it. And you know, sort of thinking about that just off the top, it seems like the technology that you guys provide, the system and the process you guys are providing franchisors, seemingly solves two major issues for them. One, ensuring that whatever is done is something that can be made consistent and coherent for all locations. So they're making sure what they're doing is following their brand parameters and what they are trying to make uniform at the corporate level amongst all their franchisees. And also helping to do a lot of the work for their franchisees, which I know they appreciate, and I'm sure their franchisees appreciate as well. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's perfect. So with brands, it's becoming more and more important to create that consistency. When you have multiple vendors posting ads out on all of these different networks, a lot of times the consistency of the brand's lost. And
yep.
The consistency of brands is really what makes them a brand. So you don't want to lose that. What we do is we take all of that branding, we develop basically a massive digital media library of campaigns, and franchisees have the autonomy to go in and select the campaigns that they want to run, but they're always within those brand standards.
Got it. So tell me, sort of paint this picture for me. You know, I know that a number of our listeners, you know, may be brand new to business ownership and to online advertising and how to make it work for them. So if you don't mind, sort of, I know it's much better to show visually through a demo, which hopefully we get a number of our listeners giving you a shout to go through that process. But I guess if you can verbally paint the picture of, you know, if I'm a franchisee, because a lot of our listeners here are aspiring franchisees or current franchisees, and I log into your Infinitely platform that my franchisor has bought into, you know, what do I see and what exactly can I do? Because, you know, when you're mentioning online advertising or keyword targeting, things like that, which is great stuff, you know, I might not be, as a franchisee, as tech savvy as you are, unlikely that I am. So sort of tell me what, from a layman's perspective or a layman's terms perspective, what, you know, I can expect when I log into your platform.
Yeah, so when a franchisee logs into our platform, basically we provide them with a bunch of campaign topics. So depending on the goal of their campaigns, if they want to develop local branding or if they want to drive more leads to their location, if they want to post ads out on Facebook, a social media network, we provide these topics and we show them, we tell them basically what the campaign is going to achieve. So by doing that, franchisees are going to feel comfortable selecting the topic, okay, here's what I want to achieve. Then we show them their location targeting. So we pre-select their location. If they have an assigned territory, we automatically assign that to them, so they're marketing within their territory.
Okay.
And then we'll provide them with a list of ads. It could be a list of keywords, banner ads, what the ads will look like on Facebook. And they're able to choose which of those ads that they want to run. Some people might feel like a certain ad runs better in one area as opposed to another area. So franchisees get that autonomy. It's all within brand standards, but they're really choosing the ads that they're putting out there. They choose their own budget, and then all they have to do is hit order, and the ad campaign is going to launch automatically. They don't have to worry about any of the back-end setups. They don't have to... they really don't have to go to all these different ad networks themselves. They just do it all through our platform.
Sweet. Sounds like point, click, and go, which is exactly what you would need for a number of franchisees who you know, have a little bit more limited knowledge but know the importance of marketing to their audiences online. So I guess let's speak to that point. It's no secret that audiences, I mean, from a franchise sales and a customer perspective, you know, they're checking out brands. So if I'm a customer, I'm trying to figure out, you know, which brands I'm going to patronize. If I'm a franchise prospect, I'm trying to use online tools to determine which franchise I'm going to buy into. You know, I guess from that customer perspective, from a, what a franchisee is interested in, obviously attracting more of their target audience to their business. Clearly, I mean, for, you know, wow, it's more than, you know, it's like 10 years now, more than 10 years where, you know, social media has come into fruition, it's come into the ballgame, you know, online advertising and search engine optimization and keyword targeting as you guys provide, pay-per-click advertising as you guys provide has really taken over and is a huge part of, or should be a huge part of a franchisee's marketing plan. So from your perspective, and even in the past couple of years, let's focus most recently, I guess, how has the game changed in the past year or two or 3 years to, you know, to make online advertising, pay-per-click, and the services you offer even more important than they even were, you know, 4 or 5 years ago?
That's a great question. So as we know, I mean, the game is changing, and it's changing at a rapid pace. I mean, Facebook rolled out 2004, and Google came out a little before that. And basically, as these new technologies come out, search engines, social media, technology is really changing so rapidly that, and there are so many different platforms out there. Now, each franchisee, depending on what platforms they're using, if they went to each individual platform themselves, they would have to manage 30 to 40 different online marketing vendors. Or 30
yep.
to 40 different online marketing tools.
Yep.
5 years ago, they might have been managing 5 marketing vendors total. They'd have their direct mail. They have someone who managed their website. That might have even been the franchise brand.
Yep.
They're really just weren't, and maybe an ad agency that focused on working with franchises. Now,
yep.
Every time a new technology rolls out, they have to, okay, are we on top of it? Are we advertising here? Is it even worth it to advertise here? So there's, with the new technology, there's just so much guesswork. And at a local level, for franchisees, it's important to kind of have trust in your vendors to make sure that they're on top of the technology. And it's important to have trust in the franchisor. So when the next new social media platform rolls out, if the franchisor says, hey, this probably isn't going to be it for us, they just have to listen and trust in that. Or maybe test it themselves on a one-to-one basis before the brand jumps into that network as a whole.
Makes sense. I guess, you know, more specifically on a more granular level, I mean, and maybe I'm speaking to the wrong core competency. You tell me if that's true. Have to imagine one of your strong suits as a company and one of the things that you help a franchisor determine and then obviously relay that out to all of their locations is determining, you know, which keywords to target when they're creating this ad spend, this online ad spend in all of their markets. What's your process? How do you work with a franchisor to figure out which of those keywords are the right ones to target at the local level? And I guess two-part question, and how do you determine which are the most important depending on the local market? Is that something you focus on as well?
Yep. So rolling out keywords, rolling out a program with a new brand, on Google it's keywords, on Facebook it's reaching targeted audiences based on demographic profiling, and you even have those options within Google as well. So when we roll out with a new brand, typically we like to profile their ideal customer. If their ideal customer is between the ages of 25 and 45, female, that's the person who's going to make the buying decision. What we can do is select from a targeted audience perspective, we can go and select those demographics on the social media sites. But on Google, what we're doing is we're coming up with a keyword list that will talk to that customer. With the keyword targeting, there are a ton of ways you can approach it. But what we like to do is come up with a short list, maybe 100 to 200 keywords that we can start with. And by starting with a short list of keywords, we can easily see which ones are working, which ones aren't, And then as we progress with the brand, we start to refine those keywords. We start to add on to those keywords. We put in what are called negative keywords. But by not trying to target everything all at once, we'll get a good feel for whether or not those keywords are going to be profitable for the brand. One of the really neat things about our software and the technology that makes it so good is we're taking data from every location that's on our program, and we're okay. using it to optimize every other location. So when franchisees come to our platform, yes, they're running an online advertising campaign on a one-to-one relationship with those networks. But on the back end, we're taking all of the data that's coming out of their campaign. We're pushing that up to a franchise or a corporate level, and then we're analyzing the data there. So we're making data-driven decisions based off of, you know, hundreds of locations rather than just an individual franchisee. So that's going to make our marketing much more effective.
Sure. Are there, and this might just be my ignorance, because, you know, we're at our company at 919 Marketing, we are content creators and very smart when it comes to storytelling, and we rely on folks like you guys when it comes to the tech side and, you know, really diving into analytics between online advertising. We get it, but not nearly as well as you guys do. Do you find often that, you know, when you're learning those lessons, that's really compelling that you're saying what you're saying and you're using success in other markets to help others? That's a very smart approach to, you know, any type of marketing practice for franchising. But, you know, as you know, and as our audience knows, you know, the target audience or the base consumers in, you know, the South may be completely different from the Midwest and completely different from the West Coast. From an online keyword targeting perspective, are there times when different keywords work in different markets? Or, you know, largely are folks often searching for the same types of things when they're searching for a moving company, a sandwich shop, things like that, franchises that you would serve?
Absolutely. So I'll give you one example. There's a senior care company that we work with.
Yep.
And I say senior care, mainly because my family is from the Midwest. A lot of
yep.
people down south where I am call it elderly care. So the difference in what people are searching for, I mean, in the South, you're going to see Southeast especially, you'll see a lot more searches for elderly care. But when you go up to the Midwest, you're seeing senior home care searches.
Yep.
So what we'll do in that instance, we'll have those keywords in both of the campaigns, but what we'll see is the difference in traffic in each area that's really being driven to those keywords. So we try to include all the terms across the country because people move. But what we realize is that certain areas of the country are going to search for different terms, and those terms
yep.
will probably maybe not be more effective in terms of driving like a cheaper click or a cheaper cost per lead, but they will be clicked on more in certain areas of the country. So we want to make sure we include the dialects from all over.
Got it. So if I'm hearing you correctly, to try to paint it in simpler terms, you guys have your lessons learned and your strategy that's based on lessons you've learned from, you know, all locations nationwide, which there is some appeal and some application there, but also you're, you know, making tweaks based on, you know, regional tastes of customers, even local community ideas. You're tracking it on all three levels to make sure that, you know, the overarching lessons and the big ideas that are working are implemented for all locations, but you can also work with the franchisee directly to make some important tweaks that fit their region of the country or their local community should they be searching for slightly different things.
Absolutely. And with franchisees who want to have very specific targeting they want to do, we can
yeah.
add those specific targeting options into the campaigns. For example, we had someone who wanted to offer a special to Nike employees up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we created an ad campaign targeted around the Nike facility and people who said online that they worked at Nike, and we offered a special promotional discount for that franchisee. So there's that individual local level support as well. But overall, we're taking the data from all the franchisees and using that to create basically our core campaigns.
Cool. That makes complete sense. Speaking of the options for these franchisees, I imagine that content does play a role here. We'll get into a broader conversation about this next. But I guess first being, how do you work with a franchisor to create these quick, succinct, action item type advertisements that if I'm doing a Google search or if I'm searching on these social media platforms, obviously there are ads that are shared if the right search terms are presented that fit what you're targeting. How do you work with the franchisor to ensure that you're creating these one, two sentence, quick action item type advertisements that are effective? What's your sort of process or strategy there? How do you help them develop the ads themselves?
So the ads themselves, it's really interesting. That's on a brand by brand basis. And you might have some insight here too. With some brands, they'll actually ask us to create the ads. And there are certain things we look for in all the ads. With display ads, you're looking for a call to action button, something
yep.
that says click here to sign up. With text ads that go out on Google, you still want that call to action and you want the brand name in there. We develop a lot of that creative and we'll send it to the franchisor. What's interesting is depending on the relationship with the PR agency or what their in-house marketing team looks like, a lot of times they'll have guidelines for us to follow, or they'll even say, hey, we'd like to create the banner ads, we'd like to create the Facebook ads and the messaging. So that's something that you might be able to talk to, actually. Do you guys get requests often to create the ads on behalf of the franchise? Because you guys, as you said, are storytellers.
No, I can certainly speak to that briefly. I'll get to more of a dialogue with you on the next sort of question along these lines. But, I can sort of share an example that somewhat answers my own question that I posed your way, which we work with a moving franchise. We work with actually a multi-unit franchisee as opposed to the entire brand. One of the things they do is they have a required online advertising budget, but they have two very specific goals as a multi-unit franchisee. Of course, one is to develop and maintain relationships with local folks who are in the market to move. That might be, anyone who's moving in and out of the, in the areas that they serve. So that would be, you would construct, clearly, calls to action for those folks based on the keywords they're searching for that are inspiring people to set up a move or give them a call to set up a move. But equally important to this company, and this is something that impacts moving companies, period, is it's very difficult to find committed, loyal, driven, motivated employees, particularly during the, heavy season of the summer between, April, May until September, October. And it's just sort of a nature of the business that there's slow time, late fall into the winter and before spring really kicks in, where they need less employees, less staffers, because they just simply have less moves. And in the summer, there's a little bit of a temp job situation where they need reliable people who are their forward-facing ambassador with their customers to do a great job. So they also have, at certain times of the year, a online ad spend that's trying to recruit employees and offer them incentives and showcase why, they are, a top quality employer that offers, payment schedules and bonuses and other things like that are beneficial to folks, who may be students on summer break, younger folks haven't found a job yet, people who are looking for an opportunity before they, jump into a new career or something like that, and using this as a jump off point for that. So long story short, that's just a quick example of, depending on your needs, it's not always that a franchisee is searching for just new customers or one specific type of customer for the services or products that they offer. So you often do need a few different types of messages created to reach a specific audience you've designated, whether that be customers, new employees, anything along those lines. So what you said was right on point. I just wanted to take a moment to sort of describe a real-life example that might resonate with some of the franchisees out there listening who may have their own employment issues, their own customer recruitment issues. Maybe they, you know, have a B2B and a B2C side to their business, so they need different messages to appeal to those different audiences on different platforms. So your point is certainly well taken and is exactly along those lines. So sticking to that message, you know, not only are paid advertisements important to generating an effective online presence, but obviously, you know, creating, you know, posts and creating stories that you're sharing via social media profiles, because obviously you, on your end, you're providing, you know, the resources to coordinate an effective online ad spend on social media profiles like a Facebook. And we've talked about this, and I know that something that you guys have the capability of doing is working with franchisees not just to execute that paid spend, but to also work with, you know, their internal marketing partner or a PR partner that they have, you know, that they've constructed a relationship with, that they can work with that partner to create, you know, social media posts for specific local franchise locations who have, you know, a local Facebook page to build out that side of the spectrum there. So I guess take us through a little bit. I can obviously speak to this as well since it's what we do. But tell us what your platform is capable of as far as sharing written content that is not part of an advertisement.
Sure. So we actually get this a lot because when we roll out with the franchise system, we'll connect into the Facebook pages for all the locations. So because we get access to the Facebook pages for every single location, a lot of times franchisors will come to us and say, hey, can you also manage, you know, social media posting? Can you manage a schedule, a calendar? How can we do that? So what we're doing is we're connecting, since we have access to the pages, we're basically connecting with folks who do want to manage that content and folks who do want to push out the consistent content across all of their locations. Just like we developed the ad campaign templates for all of the paid ads, what we're doing is we're linking up with other technology companies who do the same thing from a social media perspective. And while we don't actually do the posting and do the content, we link up with technology companies that are able to help our partners push out that content because we do have the social media logins. So in terms of the content, it's incredibly important to, again, have that consistency across all the locations. But it's also important to have a partner who can help the franchisees and manage them at scale to get it out across all these locations, and sometimes even just for the franchisees that are opting in. So there, I think, is a good place for you to kind of jump in and talk about if you guys have a content calendar, how those social updates are managed.
Sure. No, and I appreciate that opportunity. And on the DL, there may be ways that we can work together on that. But so, you know, as a social media PR content marketing agency that serves franchises, you know, really what our key strength is, what we're great at, is storytelling and helping you know, franchisors and their franchisees create and implement a strategic plan that allows them to develop and share this type of consistent content. In some instances, that means we're working with them to develop, you know, a couple times a week or weekly blog posts that they can share on social media profiles. It could be us helping them, you know, execute and showcase campaigns that they do nationwide. So, you know, some franchisors offer their franchisees an opportunity to opt into charitable initiatives and other campaigns that, you know, they sort of manage at the national level, but their franchisees execute on that local level. And if that's the case, then we are certainly more than equipped to help them create a calendar, so to speak, where we provide them with, you know, the arsenal, the tools, the ammo to showcase what that campaign's all about, who they partnered with in their community, how they're generating, raising money or donations for that type of organization, you know, sharing photos and videos describing what they're up to. So, it works best in that situation, you know, when there is that type of corporate-sponsored campaign that has a local flavor to it, and we can help advise and direct and train these local franchisees to share the posts that we're helping to create, but also helping them, you know, develop and share their own content on their local level that has an appeal to their local market. So it's sort of a teamwork approach, but it can also be managed and driven at that national level with some, you know, social posts and blogs that we create that can be showcased and shared across all of their locations. So maybe we'll find a way to work together like that someday.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so sadly, we only have a few more minutes left. Having a great time here, and I know this is great stuff for our franchisees. One thing I want to make sure I mention or dig into before I let you go is that you have the rare seat, so to speak, where you're sitting that allows you to see the world as both a supplier and a franchisee, as you've recently bought into a Cherry Blow Dry bar. So, sort of, let's talk about that for a second. You know, why have you bought in as a franchisee, and what's next for you on that front?
So, Graham, I always call myself getting into the blow dry industry. What I dreamed about as a kid. So,
well, you are a good hair guy. I get that.
Yeah. So, being a supplier for the past 5 years has really given me the opportunity to see a lot of different franchise systems and see how they work, see how they operate. And getting into Cherry Blow Dry Bar, not only did I work with their corporate team, but I also had the opportunity to manage all of their marketing before I bought in. So what I was able to see, based on their business model, it's not because I had a dream of doing hair for a living. I saw, based on their business model, as long as I followed our marketing program, and as long as we were doing the right things, as long as we got into a location that supported the amount of searches, I knew that we would be able to market and drive enough traffic to the location. So Atlanta happens to be, Buckhead especially, happens to be a fairly affluent market. So putting the Cherry Blow Dry Bar in the right location, I saw that location had three times the number of searches as other locations that were already profitable. So basically what I did is, being a data guy, I went into all the data. I figured out, okay, can this business model work? And what will I need to do to make it work? How much is it going to, how much time will it take? You know, can it be manager managed? And going through all those steps, that's really how I got into becoming a franchisee.
Got it. You see, that sounds all well and good, and I know that you you don't want to necessarily do hair. I think I'm going to call your bluff and say you just wanted a convenient spot for you to get your own hair done.
Exactly.
That's great stuff. Like, give me the other perspective. So as a supplier, how does it help you as a supplier seeing the world from a franchisee's perspective?
Good question. With Adfinity now, seeing the world from a franchisee's perspective, I know a lot of franchisees are single-unit business owners. Not all of them are multi-unit. And these single-unit business owners are truly affected by the ads we put out there. So being a supplier, and I feel like online advertising is so important. You have to stay on top of it. But being a supplier of online advertising, knowing how it can affect someone's business, which goes back to affecting them personally and their success just on a personal level, we try to think about that every day, that if our campaigns aren't working for the franchisees we're working with, that it is their business and it's their livelihood. And if what we're doing is not working, then we need to figure out a way to make it work. So we kind of take that approach when working with franchisees, that each one is a business owner and every single campaign matters, even though we work, you know, with thousands of locations, every single one of those matters to us.
That's right, man. Well, no, I'm sure your clients appreciate that, and that's great stuff, man. We're had a lot of fun today, man. We appreciate you stopping by. I hope we can do it again soon.
Absolutely. It was great. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, say that some of our listeners, be they franchisors or franchisees, are interested in learning more about Edfinley and what you can do for them and how you can get them up and running on your platform. How can folks learn more about your company and about you?
Folks can always visit Edfinley online at www.edfinley.com, A-D-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y. They can also contact me directly. It's christian@edfinley.com. And I'll even give my phone number, 404-410-7710. So happy to talk about Edfinley, just my franchise experience or my experience as a franchisee. Happy to talk about all those things.
Awesome, man. Well, we won't hold you up anymore. Lots of March Madness action going on, and I'm sure a happy hour for later. It's a little too early for that, but not too much later. But thanks a lot for coming by. I definitely owe you a drink next time I see you, my friend. Thank you for your time.
Grant, thanks for having me. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. And everyone out there, thank you guys for stopping by as well. I had a lot of fun. More podcasts to come. We thank Christian for his time. As mentioned to you guys, track the action with us on Rick's LinkedIn page, checking out his published posts, reviewing his articles on entrepreneur.com and FranchiseGator, and certainly continuing to follow us here, the Franchise Focus on Blog Talk Radio and SoundCloud. And when you have a chance, check out TheEducatedFranchisee.com, the Franchise Glossary, the FDD Exchange, all the great tools that Rick offers as one of the leading voices in franchising and the Amazon best-selling author of The Educated Franchisee. Thanks again for everyone for stopping by. Have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy the tournament, and we'll be talking to you guys soon. Have a good day.